Chapter 37. I found myself standing in a vast, dark, empty space. I couldn't see the walls or ceiling, but there appeared to be a floor because I was standing on something. I waited a few seconds, unsure of what to do. Then, a booming electronic voice echoed through the void. It sounded as if it were being generated by a primitive speech synthesizer, like those used in Qbert and Gorf.
"Beat the high score or be destroyed," the voice announced.
A shaft of light appeared, shining down from somewhere high above. There, in front of me, at the base of this long pillar of light, stood an old coin-operated arcade game. I recognized its distinctive angular cabinet immediately. Tempest, Atari, 1980. I closed my eyes and dropped my head. "Crap," I muttered. "This is not my best game, gang."
"Come on," I heard Artemis whisper. "You had to know Tempest was going to factor into the third gate somehow. It was so obvious."
"Oh, really?" I said. "Why?"
"Because of the quote on the last page of the almanac," she replied.
"I must uneasy make, lest too light winning make the prize light."
"I know the quote," I said, annoyed. "It's from Shakespeare, but I figured it was just Halliday's way of letting us know how difficult he was going to make the hunt."
"It was," Artemis said, "but it was also a clue. That quote was taken from Shakespeare's final play, The Tempest."
"Shit," I hissed. "How the hell did I miss that?"
"I never made that connection either," H confessed. "Bravo, Artemis."
"The game Tempest also appears briefly in the music video for the song Subdivisions by Rush," she added. "One of Halliday's favorites? Pretty hard to miss."
"Whoa," Shoto said. "She's good."
"Okay," I shouted. "It should have been obvious. No need to rub it in."
"I take it you haven't had much practice at this game, Z," H said.
"A little, a long time ago," I said.
"But not nearly enough. Look at the high score."
I pointed at the monitor.
The high score was 728,329. The initials next to it were JDH, James Donovan Halliday. And, as I feared, the credit counter at the bottom of the screen had a numeral 1 in front of it.
"Yikes," H said. "Only one credit, just like Black Tiger."
I remembered the now useless extra life quarter in my inventory and took it out, but when I dropped it into the coin slot, it fell right through into the coin return. I reached down to remove it and saw a sticker on the coin mechanism. "Tokens only."
"So much for that idea," I said, "and I don't see a token machine anywhere around here."
"Looks like you only get one game," H said. "All or nothing."
"Guys, I haven't played Tempest in years," I said. "I'm screwed. There's no way I'm going to beat Halliday's high score on my first attempt."
"You don't have to," Artemis said.
"Look at the copyright year."
I glanced at the bottom of the screen. "Copyright MCM LXXX, Atari.
1980?
H said.
"How does that help him?"
"Yeah," I said. "How does that help me?"
"That means this is the very first version of Tempest," Artemis said. "The version that shipped with a bug in the game code. When Tempest first hit the arcades, kids discovered that if you died with a certain score, the machine would give you a bunch of free credits."
"Oh," I said, somewhat ashamed. "I didn't know that."
"You would," Artemis said, "if you'd researched the game as much as I did."
"Damn, girl," H said. "You've got some serious knowledge."
"Thanks," she said. "It helps to be an obsessive compulsive geek with no life." Everyone laughed at that, except me. I was much too nervous.
"Okay, Artie," I said. "What do I need to do to get those free games?"
"I'm looking it up in my quest journal right now," she said.
I could hear paper rustling. It sounded like she was flipping through the pages of an actual book.
"You just happen to have a hard copy of your journal with you?" I asked. I've always kept my journal longhand in spiral notebooks, she said.
Good thing, too, since my Oasis account and everything in it was just erased.
More flipping of pages.
Here it is. First, you need to rack up over 180,000 points. Once you've done that, make sure you end the game with a score where the last two digits are 06, 11, or 12. If you do that, you'll get 40 free credits.
You're absolutely positive?
Positively absolutely.
Okay, I said. Here goes.